Hey, this is a joint production.
Right on.
All right. Palladium, BVS Films.
Yep.
I love it. Dan, thanks for having me in. I love the idea of a short form video, which is, I guess, everything is going to that now, right?
Yeah, short form podcasts are really popular right now, and this seems to be the next level.
Yeah, I mean, our attention span has been greatly reduced by social media and some of the things that we use
as
a technique to get people to listen to what we have to say.
Yeah.
So this really leads us into communication, does it not?
Right, okay. Right.
On the disconnect of communication out there because of what happened with the virus.
Yes.
Zoom.
Yep.
So you have a lack of professionalism, this casualness today. And so when you're in those conversations, what's the import? This is what I think we're missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, I have to be on this call. I have to be ready and I have to be engaged.
Right.
It's so much easier to do that when you're in person, like right here.
Right, right. Know? No, exactly. And, you know, it's weird. And this is actually going to be a series. We're thinking of creating the series out of this. And so these are going to be kind of short 10-minute or less conversations about things that are going to be able to help people out there. And, you know, the communications is a huge part of that. So, I had one yesterday. It was really interesting. I was going to a client, and we went in, and I went to the door, and I rang the bell. And we set an appointment like a week prior,
sure.
You know?
Sure.
And I didn't think of this. This was my bad. I was going to make a call the day before, hey, can we meet? But all of a sudden, this guy with a beard comes to the door, you know? And he's like, who are you? And I'm like, Dan with BVS.
Yeah.
And he says, hold on, I'll go talk to the owner. And I've known this owner for 20 years, you know?
Sure, sure.
And he's like... comes back, he says, he doesn't know you.
What?
Like, what? I'm like, all right. So I said, Dan from BVS. Oh, Dan from Jamestown. Dan Portick from Jamestown goes back. He goes, all right, come on in. Yeah. And he comes in and he says, oh, Dan, how you doing? You know?
Oh, my God.
So it's like one of those things, communicate, you know?
Yeah.
You have to communicate and talk to people and tell them exactly who you are and what you do because they don't remember, you know,
From the
companies change. And
there's so much coming at you.
Right.
You know, so many different ways.
Yeah.
And so many different engagements that you have, maybe initiatives that you're doing.
Right, right.
You know, so it's truly that fact. And then also, too, generational communication.
Oh, shit.
You know, I mean...
That'll be our next episode.
Oh, my God, right? It's just the disconnect of that is stunning. And also, too, I think that, I don't know, I just don't want to be someplace that they don't want me to be at.
Yeah.
I just don't like that anymore. I want to go, you know, I always say this, I want to go where I'm celebrated or at least not tolerated, you know, like, he's here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't really have that anymore in my life.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of communication. So you're treating people you're teaching people how to treat you.
Yes.
And that's a big communication skill.
Right.
You know, I don't like the term manage your expectations. No. Pump them up for the expectations and then deliver.
Right, right.
You know, and that's another communication, I think, lack of, if you will, or lack of skill, lack of knowledge, lack of talent, I think is the term maybe, you know, of being able to do that. But you can learn that talent.
Yeah, and you know, part of that I think is the way you train the people that you're working with or talking with, especially if they're like employees or, you know, subordinates that you work with, you know.
Or vendors
even, right, exactly. You have to kind of show them how you wanted to be treated.
Sure.
Even customers, you know. Yeah. You get customers sometimes that I, you know, deal with, they want to work in the email environment or they want to talk in person.
Right.
And sometimes it's better to, if they want to talk in person, to for us, for example, to have them communicate in emails.
Yeah.
You know, and you kind of have to work the customer into understanding that you'll get more accomplished faster if you get me an email.
Yes.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yes.
And, you know, you see that with everybody, you know, so.
No question about it. And I think that's also important,
mm-hmm.
right? Because time is money.
Right.
You know, you have to be efficient. We only have so much time in the day business-wise.
Yeah.
And also, too, you don't want to waste time. I'm very time jealous.
Yeah.
I mean, at 66 years old, I don't want to waste a minute of my time left on this earth, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, you're going to, obviously. But, you know, I just recently had to jettison a vendor. I'm looking to jettison another vendor, long-term partner, 1 4 years, another now almost 7 years.
Yeah.
Because of their lack of communication. Or when I ask them to communicate with one of my team members or a potential client, they were put off.
Yeah.
Like it was not just beneath them, but like, ugh, I don't want, you know, no ability to communicate, and then we're arrogant on top of it.
Yeah, the entitlement world.
You know, so you were incompetent and arrogant.
Yeah.
It's a bad combination.
It is, and I see that more and more. Right. It's unfortunate because it, again, goes back to training, you know, the way people grew up and, you know, the way they were treated, you know, it all ties together.
Well, that's true. That's very, very true.
Mm-hmm.
But even with good upbringing, you could still find...
Sometimes it's worse.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. Like get a little bit of, you know, get a little bit of strife in your life.
Couple bloody noses, never hurt anybody,
yeah,
right?
Exactly right. You know, rub some dirt on it. Let's go back out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I came out into the business world, there were so many gatekeepers.
Yes.
So you had to be super either creative, crafty, persistent, or all of it, you know, talented to get to that decision maker.
Yeah.
And how did you do it? You ingratiated yourself in a genuine way, otherwise they'll see through it, with that gatekeeper. And they, at times, were more important in the relationship than the actual decision maker.
Oh, but, and the higher up they go,
yep,
the more important that gatekeeper is.
Absolutely.
And the less you can see that person on the mountain, you know, or get to them even, you know.
Yeah.
And they make more of the decisions too.
Of course.
Which is, and most people, and especially new salespeople, they'll go in and they think of them as just, oh, they're just somebody I have to try to get past. But in reality, sometimes they're the people that pull all the strings.
All the strings.
And the other, the big guy or girl or woman, you know, they're just like, oh, great idea. You know, you take care of it.
Well, you want them to be your advocate.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Right. And make people, no enemies.
No enemies, you know. And, you know, I had a godfather who was my dad's best man at his wedding. He was my godfather. And he was one of my heroes. We lost him way too early. Died in 1984. But he was the president of APCOA, Airport Parking Company of America. So he was a pretty bigwig.
Yeah.
And his number one rule is you treat everybody with dignity and respect, no matter what their title, what their talent, what their whatever, until they show you not to.
Yeah.
So if he was the janitor or if she was the CEO, he treated them all with respect. And I saw that class. It was just a classy way to be.
Yeah.
We have lost so much elegance today. So much class. It's just crass.
Yeah.
I don't know. The communication is crass. And I think we really need to up our game here.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's a great takeaway for this this first episode.
Okay.
You know, I'm really glad that we're able to do this. And that's our perfect time on this
Let me give you one 30-second little tidbit before we leave. Send out handwritten, hand-stamped, hand-addressed personal notes.
Nice.
Take the time to do one or two a day to people either that you just did business with or just to thank or just a friend. Just send out a handwritten note, genuine. It doesn't have to be a one paragraph.
Right.
Thank you. Can't wait to see you again. Hope to see you, but whatever. And handwrite it, hand stamp it, send it in the mail.
Yep.
You'll stand out.
Fantastic.
Especially you youngsters.
That's right. Nice, neat handwriting. And no, spelling errors.
Exactly right.
Right, exactly.
Although I will tell you, cursive today.
Yeah.
The younger generation can't read it. I sent a note of thanks.
Are you seriously?
I did. I wrote a check to a former athlete of mine. Mm-hmm. He was with a Fellowship of Christian Athletes down in Texas.
Yeah.
I sent him a note. He wanted me, you know, to donate. I did. I sent him a handwritten note, you know, in cursive. His mother had to read it to him.
Oh, Lord.
And he's 21.
He's 21.
Yeah, he's 21.
That's too funny.
You know what I mean? So, and he's 4.2 student, 4.2 IQ, GPA. So anyhow, as we're wrapping up.
What people need to know.
Yeah.
Well, hey, it's great to have you on here, and I look forward to doing more of these in the near future for our next episode.
You got it, buddy boy. Thank you so
much.
Cheers.